On the weekend, we marked World Humanitarian Day. You are in Somaliland, and I'm told there were lots of stories from women and girls about how drought has affected all aspects of their lives. You've heard some of these stories. Tell me one or two of those most remarkable stories that you have heard.
I am here in Somaliland, and I have been spending my time with a number of the people who are responsible for leading and supporting the humanitarian response in the communities worst affected by the drought. What I'm hearing from all of the people here, and the women particularly that I'm working with, is that there are some incredible women leading the response in their local communities. So we're hearing that in this particular emergency, we're seeing really fair distributions of food and water because the women are making some really good decisions about who should receive the relief goods that are distributed. And also that the relief items that have been chosen, which of course have been chosen by the community themselves, are just the right items that are needed. Whereas in the past, when women haven't been supported in leadership positions, I'm told that the right items haven't necessarily been what's been distributed. So we're hearing a lot of stories here about the strength of these women who are leading, despite the fact that they're the most affected by this disaster. So it's quite extraordinary to hear these stories as part of the training that I'm doing.
Where did they get their food and other supplies from?
So ActionAid is working with communities here in Somaliland and supporting them by procuring relief items that they determine that they need in the emergency. We then work with women leaders to determine how these items should be distributed, and those women leaders lead the food and water distributions, as well as distributions of really essential non-food and water items like dignity kits for the women, and also the delivery of water trucks to communities so that women aren't having to walk really long distances to find water and put themselves at risk of violence in doing so.
There are reports that there is famine, although some people dismiss that there is actually famine over there in the eastern part of Africa, especially in the Horn of Africa region. While some attribute the food shortages in East Africa, and especially in the Horn of Africa, to drought, others believe it's all due to civil conflicts. Which of the two schools of thought is right?
Somaliland has been experiencing drought for the last 3 years. So it's really drought that they put the emergency down to, and it's drought that they say is responsible for robbing whole communities of their livelihoods.
ActionAid, your organization, is right on the ground there in Somalia, and you are there right there. What is your real physical input over there in Somaliland?
As well as supporting communities by procuring relief items and supporting the distribution of those items to the most vulnerable people here in Somaliland, really importantly, we're focusing on the protection of women's rights. So we know that in an emergency, women are always the worst affected. We know that instances of violence against women increase in times of disaster. And I know that Kibo can talk a lot more about how that has played out in Somaliland during this crisis. So ActionAid is here really focused on supporting communities to establish their own solutions to these problems and to set up community-based protection initiatives that ensure that women's rights are protected throughout the emergency, but also as communities recover from it as well.
What is the women's rights issue about?
Women, like all of us, have basic human rights. Women's rights are denied all the time. Quite often women experience rights violations due to prevailing gender inequality that sees them discriminated against outside of emergency times. And then when we see emergencies and disasters hit, these women's rights issues and gender inequalities become, they're aggravated, and so they become much more significant. So when communities are under pressure, we see that women take on responsibility for ensuring that the whole of the community has their rights met, has their needs met, so they have the access to food and the access to water. And often this means that women forego their own needs, and that in itself means that they don't have so much access to their basic rights themselves. We also see instances of violence against women occur, and of course violence against women is a violation of women's rights. And these are instances that we see increase significantly in times of disaster.
And I know Australians are pretty generous when it comes to giving a helping hand to some unfortunate person in need. ActionAid has a program to channel people's contributions to these drought-affected areas. So how can Australians help?
They can visit the ActionAid website at actionaid.org/Australia. Alternatively, they can call our 1300 number, which is 1300 666 672.
How have you personally been affected by this drought or famine in Somaliland? You live there.
Although I live in capital city in Somaliland, Hargeisa, but I feel, especially my family and myself, the load and the impact of that drought is because in Somaliland people, our backbone is the people who live in the remote areas or the villages who keep the animals. Because our first economic backbone in Somaliland is a livestock. So when some of my relatives lost their sources of income, I will fulfill them to give like money, food, all that things, even clothes, medicine. I feel that problem in myself and also in my family.
So how do you cope with all these problems and all these hardships? How do you cope, or how do you manage to keep going, keep your family going?
Really, it's very difficult, but it is a very, 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 it's a compulsory to accept all that things because although it's difficult, but we manage. There is one thing we have to distinguish the to divide your family or yourself and your relatives, especially the very, very, very close one, like my uncle, my grandfather, all that people. I have to give some portion of my money or source I have.
I know that Somaliland is quite a peaceful place compared to Somalia. There is no conflict in Somaliland. So is the problem all due to the drought because there's no rain?
Yes, the problem is we miss continuous rain seasons the last 3 years. That's why we suffer this problem.
What would be your number one request if someone can miraculously provide that for you?
They need a food, water, shelter, medicine, all their things.
When was the last time you had heavy rains?
The shortage of rain started last 5 years.